Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. You can hear me on iHeartRadio now, too. Woohoo! We're expanding, dudes. Oh, boy, do I have some great news for you guys today. But first, I want to invite everybody that's here or close to here or even wants to fly into here. March 10th. I'm doing a live event at Hotel Indigo in Los Angeles for John Burgos and Sarah Landon. I'm really jazzed. Okay, this is kind of the theme of today. You see, I said I want to speak more. I am committed to getting out and speaking live more. And John calls me out of the blue and says, we're starting this new event, which I think is awesome. It's a place for everybody of like minds to come together, share, ask questions, learn more about the creation process. I'm just really honored and thrilled to be a part of this. It's March 10th. I will be speaking from 11:30 to 1, but there's panels with both of them, Q&A. I'll be around most of the afternoon. Trying to figure out if I'm going to do a separate workshop or not. So, guys, if you want to be there live, it's only $75, but you can live stream it for $33. Just go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Los-Angeles-live. And you can sign up there. Oh, I hope you come support me, especially if you're in town, because this has been, first of all, I love to do it, and it's been something I've really been asking for. So, woohoo! Another creation. We're not going to be having a webinar in February because I just booked an incredibly awesome film. Great part, great people to work with. Very nice salary, everything that I've been asking for after I finished my series. So I want to use, I've got something great planned for you in March with Dr. Shannon Wilson. She's going to be back with us and create a whole self-hypnosis tape for everybody. But anyway, the film is what I want to talk to you about, because I walked what I teach and I walked my talk and it showed up. So what I wanted was material that really challenged me, that I could get excited about, with really good, talented people who knew what they were doing. And who respected and honored my talent and what I could bring to the table, and, you know, really honoring my financial money also that my talent is worth. And so I just kept feeling into that and being clear about what I wanted. And remember how the ionosphere works. Once you commit and start holding the focus, a lot of times the stuff from the old stuff you sent out starts coming back to you while you are putting the positive of what you want out. So I got a couple of offers. One of them, the material just didn't rock my boat at all. They should have just offered it to me. I've played it forever. They wanted me to come in and read. And then when I said, no, I'm going to pass, we found out that they were already had an offer out to somebody, and they were just reading more people. See, that's not honoring. That's not what I want. No. So now, at that moment, you see, I could have thrown up my hands and gone, well, see, it doesn't work. You know, what's all this about? This isn't what I'm asking for. But I said, aha, this is the old stuff. This is the old stuff coming back to me when Dee wasn't honoring herself. I'm holding fast to what I want. Then another offer came in. Now, it was an offer, and the part was okay. The money, no. I said, not what I want, but I see it's coming together, right? Just more old stuff coming in. I'm holding fast onto the clarity and the joy and the excitement of everything I'm creating. And got up a couple of days ago, and this offer was on the table, and everything that I wanted came together in this particular job. So I'm asking you again to look and see, are you clear about what you want? Are you specific about what you want? Do you feel great and excited about what you want? Are you holding your focus on it? Are you using the light exercise? I'm having unbelievable results with the light exercise. And remember that they partnered that with the claim, I am love for all energy. Are you doing it? Or are you thinking about doing it? Or are you going, gosh, maybe I should do it? Or are you doing it kind of halfway? Because I couldn't have or be a higher example for all of us around what the channel is teaching us to do here. Okay? So between the last webinar on the creation process, I am safe to create, and this unbelievable month of private sessions from the Christmas special, the work's just exploded, guys. There's no better time to consciously hold on to what you want. So if there's any testimonials out there today, I want to hear them. If you didn't do that webinar, guys, I would urge you to go back and sign up and get that webinar. It's the last one we did in January. And by the way, if you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1 now so we know to get you in the lineup. So this is what I want everybody to come together and claim right now. My creation works. I am the God of me that knows what I want, holds the focus on what I want, feels love and joy and excitement about what I want, and I'm the God of me that knows my creation works. And so it is. For those of you that I'm getting a lot of emails, and my apologies, guys, we had to take the February couple special down because I booked this film. It will be offered again. You know me. I always follow through on my commitments to you. And it was not going to be possible while I was shooting every day because this is a pretty big part. So we will get it back up. You will have an opportunity to do it, I promise. And just a reminder, check out Far Out Foods, FOODZ.com. And support our beautiful producer, Stephen. I gotta say, I'm making his ranch dip this afternoon. Bunch of people are coming over. So, oh, by the way, if you're watching the Super Bowl, look for my Tide commercial. There's a whole bunch of vignettes in it. As soon as you see the tennis court, don't blink, but that's where I'm at. All right, let me see. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. My creation works. Donna in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
Yeah, you sound fabulous. I'm good. Thank you.
What can we do for you, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know what you were picking up for me as far as money. I'm looking for a job and maybe a windfall or something. Yeah, I've been very lucky
basically,
in the past.
Basically, how can I create more money? Is that your question?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, there's two things you have to get in alignment with creating more money. Sheets, but give me a song, any song that pops in.
What? Give you a song?
Yep.
I don't know, there's a song I like. It goes, I love you so much that the sun will shine.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it.
Well, the words were perfect. And thank you for starting the show with your melodious little singing voice. So Donna, you got to love money more. When I say you love money, I get a maybe sort of. Guys, do you understand that money is like a divine relationship with your significant other? Anything you want to create, you've got to love and respect and take care of and give it attention and want to be with it, right? We get challenged with money because we don't walk the principles. We don't have it or we don't have as much of it as we want. And so we bring in kind of that negative energy toward it, right? Instead of I'm love for all energy, even the energy that is falling out around money. Even that energy I am love for. So that's the first thing. You got to love it more. And then we're going to a core belief. I don't know what all the hissing on the line is, but are you there, Donna?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. This page here, 1 through 5. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Okay, this came at a very early age from your mother. What did your mother teach you about her self-worth and having money, or the family's self-worth and having money?
Well, I think there was a lot of fighting in my family. They had way too many kids. They didn't have enough money. I mean, they had 8 kids, and finally they divorced after so many years. So she had a hard life, my mom.
Okay, so, you know, money equals hardship. Money equals separation and breakup. Money equals arguing. You see how all that stuff makes you say, your little girl is saying to you basically, this is where you're supposed to be, Donna. This is the definition of what we all got when we were little. And you're going, no, but I want more money. And your little girl's going, yeah, but you know what it does to us. So there's a part of you that's fighting you about the very thing you want. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So start working with your little girl. That's why we did the little child experience. So that you guys will see where the very beginning teachings up to 6 years old, they're running the show, guys. And when you get yourself in alignment with money's good, you know, I create money as a harmonious thing in my life. The more money I have, I got to share with you all. I could have almost fallen out. When I got this job, and like I said, it was a very nice financial offer. And I'm sitting there thanking the universe, and I'm going, then why do I feel depressed? And I sat down, like I teach you to do, and go, okay, well, these two things don't match. What's going on? And to make a long story really short, what I got to was the belief that the more money I make, the more I have to be in fear of not having money. And I could take that belief and go back and see how it has run and played out in my entire life. And I could find where I got it with my dad, who everything he tried to create got taken away from him or fell out somewhere. So it's like, you know, I create and then I lose it. And I remember at one point when I was doing Cujo, finding out that we had made all that this money that year between my husband and I took such a hit, and I could never understand why, and now it's all come together. So when all you have to know is I love money, money does great things for me and everybody else because I handle it through love. That'll pretty much make you aware of anything you need to get rid of or not get rid of, redirect. Sorry, I was corrected mid-sentence there. You know, or you will just start creating what you want. And then you have to take action, Donna. You have to take action. You know that. Okay?
Yeah.
That was a good
lesson
for everybody, baby. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You bet. All right, guys, you just got a mini lesson about how to create everything there. Okay? Davina in Colorado, you're on, honey.
Hello?
Davina, hi.
Fabulous D, hello, you rock.
Thank you. Back at you, baby.
I am about to do a new healing modality that the government has approved for dealing with trauma for vets and to deal with the traumas I've had in my life, and I'm just feeling so psyched about it and just wanted to know what the channel's saying.
Well, there, the first thing I heard is she's already doing it. So with this work and whatever else, other work you're doing a lot of the principles, and they're applauding and they're dancing up and down and they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking you probably should do this, baby. And the biggest thing is, which you don't necessarily get taught in this training, the channel saying the biggest thing is help them focus on a healed them instead of the trauma that they have to heal.
Okay.
Because if you stay focused on fixing the trauma, your brain stays focused on the trauma. So there's a way you can take the training and work this into it to help them, you know, deal with the trauma and let them talk about the trauma, but then help them shift their focus to what they want to focus on now. Do you understand?
Right, to put the energy towards healing as opposed to trauma.
To put the energy toward I am healed. Okay, all right, I want you to feel into the difference, guys, between healing and health. If you're working on healing yourself, there's got to be something to heal, something to fix, and that keeps your brain focused on that. So if we can use the light and the joy and the love to go, I am health, I am wholeness, I am peace, right? Because if you're peace, you're not experiencing the trauma. But again, and they're going to knock us over the head until we get this, guys, you've got to claim it to experience it. You have to say, I am health. I am freedom. I am peace. And then your brain and your psyche starts focusing on that and finding places where you are that and places where you can expand that. And that's when the shift happens. Do you understand, Davina?
Can you clarify a little more?
Well, to say it simply, you have to claim I'm already healed while you're healing yourself.
Okay.
Okay. God said, yeah. I am that I am. I say I'm God because I said I'm God. Okay. So
yes.
If we keep saying, oh, I want more money, basically we're saying I am a person that doesn't have enough money. That's the only thing our brain and energy then stay focused on. If you want more money, if you want more health, if you want a divine right relationship, you have to claim it like you already have it. I am health. I am money. I'm the God of me that is money itself. And now I manifest it into physical form. Claim it in order to create it. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, baby. Thank you. Oh, a lot of good lessons coming forward here today. Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. What's up?
Well, I almost feel this week like I fell off the wagon.
You did. So why?
I mean, it was a tough week, and I felt guided to get the flu shot. So I got the flu shot, and the side effects it was crazy. And today's
for how long?
For about 3 days.
So basically you got the flu from the flu shot.
It felt that way.
Well, and it happens. They're putting a live virus into you, you know.
Well, they say
okay.
That it's a dead virus. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, you got flu symptoms.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of dizziness and achiness, but I didn't have any fever and I didn't have any congestion. But
okay.
Yesterday I had two ocular migraines, and it was like, oh, give me a break.
Okay, those were not connected to the shot.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to go back 48 hours, not to the flu stuff. Well, there's... Okay, slow down, everybody. My channel's like... Blah, 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 blah. First of all, when you got the flu shot and you were guided to get the flu shot and then you got the symptoms, you fell into doubt about your guidance. Doubt, any kind of doubt, guys, weakens your immune system. Okay? So,
yeah.
Basically... Can you claim, I see clearly the power of me? Everybody claim that right now. I see clearly the power of me. I accept the power of me. I accept that I am the God of me, and I see that clearly. Because that's basically, I'm not a doctor, but energetically, I'm getting that's what's behind the migraines. And look, guys, we were really successful in my acting studio about healing migraines. And if you, as soon as you get an onset, I want you to go back 48 hours and go, okay, what could have triggered this? It's usually between 48 and 24 hours before the onset. What's the trigger? And they want to take me to a core belief. Here, hang on, here, this one, yeah, okay, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's basically the belief system that triggered and triggers the migraines. And that goes right along with what they were giving me before. I heard I was supposed to get this shot. I got it. I got a few symptoms from it. So I went into doubt. Oh, my God, look, I'm not a very good creator. I might as well fall off the wagon because I'll never be good enough. So I'm just going to leave what I know and go into doubt, right? Can't do
well,
that,
but
baby
I was
cakes.
Doing, I was still doing the practices.
Okay, see, I get a no on that. So the one place, and yes, technically you were doing the practices, but and you were doing them with doubt behind them now. Doubt isn't knowing. And okay. That reminded you of this old thing that your little girl learned, I'll never be good enough, so I might as well start, or I might as well get sick so I don't have to, you know, deal with why things aren't working, or work with your little girl and get her on board to know that you are directing, I am good enough, and I always complete everything successfully. You got that?
Yes.
I am good enough, and I always complete everything successfully. That's who I am. Okay?
Yes.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. This is what I mean. As soon as you go, I'm doing this and commit to it, some challenges may come, guys. Hold fast to what you know. Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi, I knew I was next. Hi.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you.
This is like testimonial slash another question.
Okay, so
we got to in our private, I have to give up myself to pay for myself because food, career, money, and relationships are my big things. And when everything was working, one would always have to fall out one or the other. And so we got to that. So my statement now is I now create what I want for myself consistently and more for myself consistently with ease. And then I give myself everything gracefully and joyfully. And we talked about redefining myself as who I am and how I express myself in each of these things. And so the day after, I had a little bit of a slip with food, nothing like before, but, you know, I was kind to myself, and I'm like, look, it's just old stuff. It's old stuff, and it's working its way out. And so I kind of let that go, and it's been great since.
Good.
Yeah, I know. It's fabulous. Right? This is huge. And the thing that came up this morning was the thing with the boyfriend. And I set some boundaries. I had to be someplace this morning, including on the show, listening every morning. And I left my place without doing something that we had talked about doing before I left. Let's put it that way. And he got so angry. He's so angry. He's not even talking to me. And I thought, wow, okay, well, we talked about
Lynn.
The control thing. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, what was your last statement?
I give myself everything gracefully and joyfully.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay for it.
That's right. So this doesn't match that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I'm okay with that. I'm great with that.
Anything that does not match what you're claiming, you either have to walk away or you have to commit to shifting whatever it is in with you that's still allowing it to show up that way.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's not respecting you. And for you to keep creating that, that's not respecting you.
Exactly.
And that's what you've committed to, isn't it?
I've committed to respecting myself now.
Yes. So anything that doesn't match that has to go, and you have to continue to hold your focus on what you're creating, just like I did, and go, wow, this isn't a match to this. You know, the part's there, but the money's not there. You're going, the relationship's there, but the respect's not there. Not a match for what I want.
Right.
So things have to
right.
shift. I have to shift, or I got to leave and create somewhere else what I want. Now, remember, wherever you go, there you are. And in relationships, sometimes we bring in relationships so that we can absolutely get clear. Wow, I better respect myself more. I better keep focused on that.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So you know, Lynn.
Yeah, I do. And with the acting, I had been focusing on moving things forward with ease and calling in whatever it is that's going to match all those things that you talked about, right? And so I got a call from the LA Opera asking if I wanted to reprise a role I did 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for 6 weeks. And everything's paid for and all the rehearsals and everything. And I looked at the money. I told her I would get back to her after I worked the numbers. I felt really good about it. I was willing to walk away from it. It will not be what I normally make, but I know somewhere it's going to all get
yeah.
into somewhere else.
You need to say yes, they're saying.
Yes, I did. I did. I said yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm excited about it.
Say yes, and other things come from it.
Yay! Okay, I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Sometimes, guys, you just have to get out and play, you know?
Yes.
And so, remember in class, people would go, well, I want an agent. And I said, no, you don't just want an agent. You want an agent
right.
that's going to get you out on the things that are worthy of you, that excite you.
Exactly.
That's what you want, okay?
Yeah.
So
and please
go into
oh,
this.
Go ahead.
Go into this with the intention of rediscovering the joy of being on stage.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And please do a workshop on the 10th. I'm just putting that out there.
I am. On March 10th?
Are you doing it? Yeah, you're speaking, but are you going to do a workshop?
Oh, yeah. I'm leaning toward that. I have to talk to John about it. Yeah. I think so.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good.
Thanks. You'll be there then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I will. Love you. Bye.
I love you too. Wow, we're getting a lot of clarity here. Melanie in Corpus Christi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, darling.
I talked to you at the very end of the show last week.
Yes.
And I was working on applying the things you said all week, and I did see a difference. I mean, I'm not quite there yet, obviously, but for a beginner, I think I'm doing pretty good.
I get a big yes on that, Melanie, and I want to address your comment, I'm not there yet, because a while ago, somebody called in and said, Dee, I just want to know, when am I going to be there? And the channel, said, there's no there to get to.
Oh.
It is an ongoing, forever exploration of energy and creation. When we leave this body, we will be exploring creation in a whole different way.
Yeah.
So every moment is you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate the fact that you feel yourself moving into more freedom, into more conscious creation, into more self-love. If you're doing that, you're doing the right stuff, Melanie. So good on you, and thanks for letting me know.
Well, I the weird thing was it really seemed to, I mean, I could really feel it. I could feel the difference. And then last night or early this morning, whenever it was, I had this really terrible, terrible dream, and I was wondering what that was all about because it really set
it's
me
not
back.
It's not a terrible dream. What was it about?
Oh, well, dreams are so weird. I kind of felt
just quickly tell me what it was. What was the dream?
Like I didn't have control over anything. I was trying to save things and I couldn't save them. And
okay.
Things where I felt threatened. It was really strange.
Okay, so my channel looks at dreams as everything in the dream is you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so you're trying to save you, and you can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's nothing there to save, Melanie.
Okay.
There's nothing to save. There's only to create.
Okay.
So you were telling yourself, just stay in creation, Melanie. Don't try to fix yourself and save yourself and focus on all that stuff. Just create.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Guys, anytime, I don't know what that sound is. What is that sound, Stephen? I don't like it. Anyway, anything in your dream, look at it as parts of you giving yourself positive information to move in a different direction, okay? To stay in creation, to stay in love, to stay in joy. It's not a bad dream. It's a guiding dream, Melanie.
Okay.
But you're guiding yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Okay.
You bet.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, guys, if you start looking at your dreams like that, you're going to get a lot more clarity. Okay, Daniel, what's up?
Hey there, delightful. Congratulations. So happy
Thank
you. For
you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
My question, which may be quick and may not be quick, I'm trying to figure out why I'm having a challenge with action, and is it related to what's going on in my left foot?
No, it's not related to what's going on in your left foot, except that the left side of you, okay, that's the whole thing. Got my big yes here. So the masculine side's fighting the feminine side, basically. Or another way you could say that is your head and your intellect are fighting your guidance and your intuition part.
Hmm.
Is this making any sense to you about what's going on?
Somewhat, yes.
So, oh, I want to do that. Well, but if you do that, blah, and if you don't do that, blah, and maybe if you do that, you can't, blah, and, right, the monkey mind starts coming in. That's what they're talking about. And literally, Daniel, you start arguing with yourself. That's the easiest way they can explain it. Is this resonating with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when you argue with yourself, you are a house divided, and a house divided against itself falls, as you can see in our government. So you've got to integrate, and now they want to give you a core belief, this page, from your little boy here, 25, 26, 27. When I am multidimensional, I'm sick. Now, sick can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional, right? So you're trying to, well, you are dealing on multi dimensions, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of your little boy that is freaking out that he's not safe.
Yeah.
You know, you got glimpses of this talent, power, of how you could connect interdimensionally when you were a very little boy, and it kind of freaked you out. So are you going to give yourself permission from your feminine side to allow your masculine side to come along with you in this multidimensional connection that you have in your channeling. Wow. I don't even know what I just said there. So did you get it?
Kind of. I'm going to have to listen to the replay for that one. Wow.
No, you're not. Quit holding yourself back. Know you're safe to do, you know, like, I don't know why they're showing me, I don't even know if this is the right word, that teleporting where you can take your energy and plop it down in another country. You can do that, but you're not letting yourself do that because you're in fear that you're not going to be safe. It's too powerful, in other words. Can you just freaking accept your power and get on with it?
Yes.
Okay. And then your left foot won't be dragging behind you. It will be leading the way.
Ah.
Okay. That's everything. Now,
you
got to know my head could not come up with all that stuff. So those are your marching orders, sir. Okay.
Those are my flying orders.
That's right, baby. Go get them.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you.
Wow. Too. Wow. That's a message to all of you. Can you fly? Can we just fly? I am flying. I am flying and powerful as the God of me. Everybody say it. I am flying and powerful as the God of me. So it is. Kim, you're on.
Hello, congrats on everything. You're
awesome. Thank you. I'm rocking January. Yeah, it started out to be a very, very good year, but I'm walking my talk. I'm walking everything I teach you guys. So, what can we do for you?
Well, it's a testimony. You know, I've been doing the film festival, and you know, I have been telling myself that everything's going to be okay. You know, everything's going to work. And
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
See, all right, everybody fall in. If you keep saying everything's going to work, what you're saying is it's not working now.
Yeah. Oh,
everything
thank you.
Everything is working perfectly and succinctly and smoothly and joyfully and communicatively right now. You see, you're not lying to yourself, guys. You are directing what you want by stating it. And then your energy and the energy of the universe can work together to create it. Okay. So I think that's where the big fallout was, Kim. What do you think?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But
Hold on, they also want
to acknowledge you, however,
for
how far you've come and how committed you are to not blaming other people, but looking at your own alignment. They always show me kind of a sea of white robes and people standing up and applauding when they really want to acknowledge something, and that's what I'm seeing now. So good for you, good for all of us that are living here in conscious creation right now. What else, babe? You had something else?
Can I just plug the festival really, really quick?
Of course.
Hi, everyone. If you're in Phoenix, Arizona, come next weekend, February 9th and 10th, to the Shea Harkins 4Key, the Worldwide Women's Film Festival. It's our first year. Dee's film, Charlie's Gift, and her lovely daughter, Gabrielle Stone, It Happened Again One Night, will be showing at the festival Saturday, www.filmfestival.com, or just type in Worldwide Women's Film Festival. The poster is a face of me. That's it. Bye.
That's awesome, Kim. Wow. Okay. So, and you know, Kim, I told you my intentions were to be there, and then I booked this film. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to, but I was Gabrielle and I were both kind of trying to figure out how to surprise you and do that. But if you go, guys, you're going to love both these films. They're just awesome films. Thank you, Kim. Go get them, baby.
You bet you, and congrats again.
Thank you. Thanks, honey.
Bye.
Okay, Reha, you're up. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning,
I have
darling.
Several things. Yeah, trying to figure out. I have a lot of teeth pain going on. I also kind of wanted to know what the channel just really wanted to tell me.
Well, your teeth pain, I'm not a doctor, but they're saying you're really grinding your teeth at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to check in to getting a mouth guard. That would probably help. But we grind our teeth at night because we're in stress. So what are you in stress over?
Job, living in a place I don't like. I want to live somewhere where it's warm. And I have really received no direction on where.
Okay, that's because you're – that's not true. That's not true. Didn't we do work around this together?
No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in my dreams I did. Okay.
Okay.
So, you see, guys, I want to take you to her words. I haven't received any guidance. Because you haven't asked for it, and you don't realize that you're it.
I have asked for it. I definitely have asked for it.
Yeah, but you've asked for it, baby, outside of yourself. And the energy, let me say it again, the energy waits for you to accept the responsibility, make the claim, and then it can come in and work with you. I am living in a warm climate, doing a job I love. I am committed to that. I am feeling into that. I am using my light to create that. And then start watching what comes to you. And again, it takes 4 to 6 weeks of consistently doing that. Feeling into it, feeling the love around that. Knowing that it's possible. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the more you move into your power, guys, the less stress you have and the less you grind your teeth.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Is there anything there about starting my own Oracle card reading business? Is that something that is...
What do you think?
Well, I keep wanting to, and I don't ever seem to get to it. That's why I'm wondering if it's the right thing or not, because it just never, I don't know, I go through my day and it's like, well, okay, got to do a website, got to create that, and you know, but just making a website doesn't mean that I attract people to it, but without it,
well,
you know.
You can't attract people to a website that's not there. Do you see what, this is what we all do. I want this, but... blah, I don't have it, and what if nobody comes? And so we think about it for the rest of our lives, and we think we've taken action, but we've never really taken action.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to know that if you're excited about it and you believe you're called to do it, go do it.
Okay.
Don't wait. Because you're waiting for God and the angels and the guides, and they're waiting for you.
Okay.
Think only on the things that you want, Reha. Only on the things that you want, baby. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. You can do this. Come on. Start. You guys got to start living the principles here. Okay? Gee, what's up?
Hey, B.
Hi, darling.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Love you big, huge fan, and just very happy for everything that's going on for you.
Thank you, darling.
So I've gained a lot of clarity in your call already this morning, as is the case pretty much every Sunday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
My question is in regard to a decision I made for my health that is a kind of a preventative measure. I was recommended to have surgery after 10 years of colonoscopies, with which I have had multiple polyps removed, very large polyps in one section.
What's your question, Vicky?
The question is, I made a decision based on the recommendation of my gastro to have a section of my colon removed that is a high propensity area for these large polyps, of which the last one, he could not remove everything. I have a family history. My father died 5 years younger than I am now of colon cancer.
Stop right
and
there.
So,
stop, Vicky, stop.
Yep.
Stop right there. Boy, you subconsciously have been focused on this for a long time. Oh, my God, I've got the same thing Dad has, and he died. And so where's all your focus? Not on a clean, healthy colon. I am a clean, healthy colon. Your focus has been on the disease. Okay, so your question is?
Well, I made the decision to go with, I worked on it, your healing, you know, the faculties and working on this. And then I made a decision that I crossed over and I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead with this as a preventative measure, have this section removed from my colon. And 2 days, two nights now after I made the decision to do it, I felt that it was, you know, on the recommendation. I had a long conversation with my gastro, thought it was the right decision. Two nights I've had dreams now that says I'm giving up my power. So I'm curious as to what the channel has to say about that.
Well,
and where is it okay to cross over and go into the medical community for assistance in an area
whenever you need to. The point is you don't use the medical community for a Band-Aid without doing the work that you need to clear up within you. So you can go have this part of your colon removed. I'm getting that's probably a good call for you physically.
Okay.
But if you're not at the same time releasing all of this belief and focus about your dad and everything, then the chances are that other places in your colon are going to show up later because you haven't dealt with the fear and the focus of having all this stuff happen to you.
Okay.
So nobody ever said that the medical community was against us, guys. Your dream is all about use the power of you along with the power you have chosen physically to help you, and then you have a complete healing package.
Okay.
Okay? Very good
Alrighty.
Question, Vicky. Yes, darling.
And can I throw one last little thing in? Is this the hearing issues? I'm having a lot of blocks in my hearing and ringing in my head. Is that also giving up my power, not standing in my...
No, it's about that you don't want to hear how powerful you are.
Okay. So it is related to the power side of things.
It is related. Everything's related to, are you going to accept you're the powerful God of you? Everything.
And I can take this power into this surgery and focus on my healing and moving forward from
sure.
there and just
you
really stepping
power.
Into my power. Yes,
you
you're,
are
you're
the
right.
Power,
I know.
Vicky. You are the power
yes.
that you take into the surgery. So
yes.
make sure you're focusing your power on what you want.
All right. You just,
okay.
Yep. I just felt the huge shift. Thank
Good.
You so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. Kirk, we're out of time, but I want to take you on. What's up, my old friend?
I am on the road from Chatsworth, Pennsylvania. Spent 3 days painting outdoors. I'm heading to Doylestown.
Oh, our beloved Doylestown. Tell it hi for me.
I will. So a couple nights ago, I really wanted to paint the full moon. And so I went out. It was 17 degrees. I found a beautiful spot by a farm. And I had one of the most fun and enjoyable painting experiences of my life.
I get a big yes on that, and that's going to open up a lot of stuff for you.
And last night, the opening reception at the Chatsford Historical Society, and this woman is looking at the night painting going, I love that. I really love that. And we walked closer, and she said, can you tell me the location? And I gave her the location. I
oh,
said,
no.
That, she said, I used to live over in that area.
I knew she was going to say that.
And it was the house she lived in for 15 years.
Oh, my God. Synchronicity, huh? Boy,
yeah.
Talk about you're the magnet, right?
Yep.
And so did she get the painting?
Yeah, she did. She hesitated a little while, and everyone in the room was like, that's your house.
Yeah.
But she loved it before then. And there's 21 artists were outdoors painting in the cold and wind chills and turned in some great art, and it's on display for another month.
Congratulations, Kirk. You're just doing great, sweetheart, with your art and with you. You sound so much happier and at peace. You know,
Thanks. I've been in such joy. Even the day before preparing, I had a painting deadline for an invitational show, and I found out I transcribed it wrong. The painting was supposed to be there by the 1st, not finished by the 1st. And I called the gallery to let them know that I hadn't sent it, and they said, oh, by the way, you just sold the painting.
Wow. Well, good for you, sweetheart. I'm way over time, Kirk. We're going to have to call this. But I love you coming on at the end because you are a living testimonial of what you can do when you just walk the talk. Good for you, baby. Where can they see your work? Where can everybody see your work, Kirk?
KirkLarsonFineArt.com, Kirk Larson Art on Facebook, and you'll see on Facebook the Chatsford Historical Society has the exhibit up till March 2nd.
Awesome. Check his work out. It's beautiful. I've got about, I don't know, two or three pieces now up in my house. Love you, Kirk. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Talk about synchronicity, huh? Talk about synchronicity. Wow, what a show, guys. We did it again. I love you guys. My God, I love you guys. I love this work. I love my channel. I love life. Woohoo! Loving love is good. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more. Squeeze yourself to death with joy, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.